Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
World Series starts tomorrow, but the offseason started a long time ago for the Baltimore Orioles, and not many questions have been answered yet. No questions have been answered yet, so it's a six-pack of offseason questions. By the way, six-pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief. The Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Six-pack of biggest offseason questions, and by the way, Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I put this at six because I'm not optimistic, but they need to figure out what and who the hell Adley Rutschman is, and is it fixable, and can he become that guy he was 2 years ago, or is he the guy he's been the last year plus who was either hurt or terrible, and they need to figure that out this offseason and figure it out quick.
Yeah, I put this at six because ultimately it doesn't really matter because they don't really care, and Mike Elias is the manager and general manager and team president, no matter who they name the next manager, it's Manzolino. But at six, I put who's the skipper. But it probably shouldn't even be at six. It should probably be at like 9 or 12 or 68 or something like that.
Number five.
I put this at five because I think we know they're going to address this. This is one of the few things that they've been forthright speaking to. And frankly, I think they're going to hide behind doing this and not do a whole lot else, but they'll make a big deal out of doing this. What piece comes from the outside to top their rotation or be a, you know, their version of a number two starter? I have a hard time thinking that's not going to happen. I also think it'll be more like a Bieber type.
I've been selling you on Bieber.
I don't want him.
But it smells like an Oriole signing.
Yeah, I mean, whatever they do, it'll probably be too stupid and too cheap to make an impact. But they're going to find some rotation top-ish guy. We'll see who.
My five was your six. Who's the next manager? Will they actually surprise us and go for somebody that's a real manager? Will they be serious, or will it, like, as you said, be Tony Mancelino?
Number four.
Mountcastle, Mayo, Kerstad, Kowser. How many of these guys are on the opening day roster? And for me, less might be more. And that could be guys you just trade, whatever. But they need to get rid of this glut.
Four for me is who's the closer and who's setting him up. They've got to completely recalibrate and retailer their bullpen. It's a bullpen league. You don't see teams, for the most part, going far in the playoffs unless they at least at some point get a good bullpen. You could say the Dodgers had a horrible bullpen for most of the year, and I would agree. They also have enough financial support that they could take a guy like Tanner Scott, who they gave a bajillion dollars to, and subjugate him, because Sasaki, who they signed even though they maybe didn't need and couldn't crack their elite rotation once it got elite, you know, he could just close.
Yes.
Most teams don't have that luxury, and no matter what they do with their starting rotation, you're going to have Grayson, maybe, on an innings limit. You're going to have Bradish on an innings limit. You're going to have Wells on an innings limit. So your pen's going to have to be ironclad. And they need, to me, three at least legitimate arms from the outside, all of whom could pitch in the seventh inning or later.
Lean Jason now. I do like Ken having Adley Rutschman in there because the team is selling you that he's going to be the catcher and they've pushed back on anything else with it. But I do think closer is pretty important. I mean, we've seen, we've experienced what's going on. Yeah, well, then that might change. But we've seen the experience of not having Felix Bautista. We saw it 2 years ago, and that was the move they made for Kimbrel, who was just downright awful down the stretch. What are they going to do with there? It'll be interesting.
It's a six-pack of off-season questions for the Orioles and Beltway Ben. Let's continue.
Number three.
Three for me, and I put this higher than the manager for good reason. What's going on with your training staff? Who's going to be your hitting instructors? Who's going to be your pitching instructors? Now, I think, again, I think the answers to this is largely within. We did see that they one of their trainers got let go, not because they were transparent about it, because he put it on his LinkedIn.
Yes.
The people who broadcast and cover the team are like, oh, good luck. So they did acknowledge, and you could not acknowledge what an abject failure they were getting people rehabbed, recovered, avoiding soft tissue issues. I can't imagine you're just going to run that back. So I'm interested to know, off-season question, which new people are going to be a part of that? What is their background? What are you doing from a process standpoint to try to eliminate some of this? And then do you have any pitching or hitting coaches who actually could make people better?
I think this was your four, but my three is the bullpen. They need to figure out a freaking whole bullpen. Like, who's good that's here now? Yennier Cano, you really buying that anymore?
No.
Keegan Aiken, I guess. They need to build a whole bullpen, and they need a real closer.
Number two.
Two, you had this lower, but we are semi-simpatico. They're going to bring in a pitcher. They're like, I figure that's... Even though my one is something completely different, but I think that could end up being their big move. But they're going to bring in a starter to add to this rotation. And who is that going to be?
I really struggle with the order with these last two, but I'm putting this second, I guess. Who the hell's playing center field? You better not tell me Colton Cowser. You better not be trying to sell that. And Beavers can't do it. And Enrique Bradfield Jr. is I'm keeping an eye on him. He's doing some interesting things in the fall league, but he's barely played at the AA level, let alone above it, because of all the injuries. So that's not the answer. Their starting center fielder is better not be on this roster. And I think, again, there's going to be a lot of people who crapped on Cedric Mullins for a long time who, when they look at center field situation next year, are going to all of a sudden realize just how good they had it here for the last 5 years.
Number one.
Will they admit what they have been completely reluctant and reticent to admit, although we've been screaming for it for 3 years, even when Santander was still here? Will they go out and get a legitimate everyday bat who would hit between third and fifth in any contending team's lineup? That's the standard they need to meet. That's not all they need, but that's absolutely positively what they need. And if they don't do that, then I don't care which starter they sign, because I'm old enough to remember when Corbin Burns was here. But none of these kids could get on base and manufacture a run when it really counted against good pitching in the playoffs. If they don't add that potential aircraft carrier to lift everybody up and to take the heat off of Gunner and to make a guy like Westberg the fourth or fifth most important thing you have instead of the second, then forget about it.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that better myself. They need a dude in this lineup. As Jason said, we've been saying it for 3 years. Hey, go get Cody Bellinger. I like to get somebody who's real, who has been there before, and can be somebody that can be a sounding board for all these kids.
Yeah, I did like you having center fielder in there as well, because I think the fan base wants to be sold on Colton Cowser, and I'm not buying that. A guy like Trent Grisham, I think, could really change things defensively and
that
at the plate.
Interesting.
But, I mean, I've been saying it for a while, and he's playing the AL East this year. He was a top prospect among a lot of people not too long ago. So I think Trent Grisham's interesting.
It's
but,
interesting.
I'm not bought on Cowser.
Go bring in two-thirds of the Yankees outfield from last year. Go get me Grisham and Bellinger.
Two guys who played. I'd be perfectly fine.
I'd be really good.
I would set the odds at that happening at around 3.3%.
Yeah, that's probably being generous. So you're telling me there's a chance. That's what I hear. Hey, we'll come back. The injury report is out. We'll update you. Plus, the Ravens made a signing today. Who they get, we'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's hard to put a number on it. I think it's just part of the process right now. I really don't have any shareable injury intelligence for you guys at this point.
John Harbaugh was a non-answer answer about the injury report. Well, relatively speaking, and I preface that by saying, well, obviously Madubuike and Tavis Robinson aren't walking through that door anytime soon, but everybody practiced full except for DeAndre Hopkins, who was sick, and Lamar Jackson, who practiced limited. So everybody else was on the field for practice today. Now, granted, again, no Madubuike, no Tavius Robinson, and that's we've discussed a lot about how lacking the roster was even with those two guys there. But the guys they have are finally healthy-ish.
Yeah, I mean, look, the whole injury as an excuse thing is was always overblown, and now it's going to be out the window. Again, Madubuike notwithstanding, and that is a massive injury, but they built their defensive line in an incredibly clumsy and naive and short-sighted way, and so people get hurt. That's football, and it's clear that he was holding this whole thing together in maybe not that different of a way than Lamar was holding the whole offense together. This is the fullest allotment of players that they've had in a long time. That's what you're hoping for coming out of a bye. And boy, do they have a lot of woes they need to fix.
Lamar Jackson obviously limited the last 2 days, but it seems to be, and we'll hear from Todd Monk in next segment, but seems like he's playing on Sunday.
Oh, he's playing, but I'm going to be fascinated to see how he plays, what he looks like, how much he's asked to do athletically, how limited he may be, what is the scope of this offense, what does he look like when he's got to run away from a pass rusher. This is not like the perfect script.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination.
No,
we don't know just how limited is.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's like not close to what a normal practice would look like. So especially a normal practice for a team that's playing a playoff game in October before Halloween, because their season's on the line. So as much as everybody's together now, like on paper, on a roster, especially offensively, I think you're still looking at, I mean, well, Ricard hasn't practiced in forever. So these guys haven't practiced together. This most likely what their base 11 is going to look like on offense. Haven't practiced, let alone played together, really, probably in a long time.
The other news out of the castle today, they signed Carl Lawson to the practice squad, but he's a guy who had 5 sacks a year ago for the Cowboys. He's also played for the Jets and the Bengals, 30 years old. What do you think of this? And obviously, this is a team in dire need of some pass rush, and even a year ago, he was able to get to the quarterback.
I mean, that's a name we've talked about for years. They needed someone like Carl Lawson, frankly, someone probably in better form than Carl Lawson's been the last 3 years. They needed that person in March. They absolutely needed that person in May and June and July and August. And now having traded Owe, and having Van Noy looking 36 and having Ajabo looking like he's never, like he doesn't belong in the NFL,
yeah,
and having Tavius Robinson hurt, I mean, what? Yeah, it's a gaping hole. It's a massive need on a team that has a lot of holes to fill. This is one that they just frankly keep making deeper. And when they have patched it up here or there and struck a little bit of lightning with a guy like Clowney, they're not willing to double down and keep him around.
Jeff, by the way,
and I think, and I said this in real time, this isn't after the fact, I think they probably ran it back a year too long thinking Van Noy could look anything like the Baltimore version of Van Noy had looked.
By the way, Clowney played his rear end off for the Cowboys on Sunday. He was all over the quarterback in that game.
They traded the best pass rusher in the NFL, and they can send three guys out there who are exponentially better than anything the Baltimore Ravens have.
That's accurate. Do you think he played?
But nobody appreciates pass rush like sunglasses at night.
Eric did say that. Lawson play Sunday?
I mean, why not? What's there to lose?
He went through a full workout. It was good enough to sign him.
I mean, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
You want to run it back with this group who got zero pressures last time out? I mean, you can.
Carl Lawson off the street probably gives them more pressure than what they got.
I mean, it can't be less. That's what I know. It can't be less.
Ravens host the Bears this Sunday, which means Baltimore Game Day Uncensored. The pregame show is at 10 a.m. live from the Horseshoe Casino. Gives you 3 hours of Ravens coverage heading up until kickoff. So come on out to the Horseshoe and see us. When we come back, though, one of our favorite segments of the week, it's Monkey Business. We hear from Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken. What do you have to say? You'll find out next here on The Fan.
Well, it's really not what I have to see. You know, it's the player that really has to feel comfortable going out there and putting themselves in position to play. He says he's ready to go. I'm ready to go. I feel great. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, any great player that says they want to play, I'm all in. You know, it's up to him. And I thought he looked really good today. I thought there was things he did out there today that took another step forward.
So that's Todd Monken talking about Lamar Jackson. He says he looked good, and if he's ready to go, I'm ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, look, I don't know about rocking and rolling. He's back. He's still limited. He's the best, for my money, player on the planet when he's right. Don't know how close to right he is here, but they need Lamar Jackson to play at a super high level to have any hope of getting out of this thing.
More from Todd Monken speaking today of always one of our favorites, the Thursday with Monkey Business. They get their fullback back. Monk, what about Patrick Ricard?
No, we're excited to have Pat back. I mean, a guy that's played as much football as he has, and, you know, he can play on the line of scrimmage. He can play in the backfield. He's a guy that doesn't get dented. You know, I mean, he doesn't overreact to what he sees as he's trying to fit up a run or on the line of scrimmage. There's just a lot to be said. That's why he's been a elite football player at his position over the last few years.
They're going to be very happy to have Patrick Ricard back.
Well, I think he got dented at some point this summer because it's
a soft tissue thing that went
cramp in his availability. But there's no doubt we've done the exercise before. I'm sure we'll do it again in a few weeks when he's back. When you run some of the numbers for what are their offensive EPAs running and throwing the ball when he's on the field versus when he's not, it generally portends a very significant player. I think the first 6 weeks of the season bore that out.
I'll tell you what, and I'll admit it, sometimes you get suckered by stuff. I got suckered into the, it won't be as good, but they'll be fine with Zaire Mitchell-Payton. And
they might have been fine with somebody who is more, someone who can withstand the dents a little bit more like Ricard at that fullback spot than this young man who I think was put in a really
tough,
difficult situation.
Yeah. And I think fans will remember him whiffing on that fourth down block. That's probably where – now, he was waived today. He'll probably, as you said earlier, probably be signed back to the practice.
Or they need to have somebody there because they need to have fullback who knows this system, because you've got to be a little bit concerned that this Ricard thing didn't play out in as linear – of a return as they would have hoped for.
More from Todd Monken. Monk, how'd you spend your bye week?
I think we just looked at ourselves, you know, where we're at now, what we've been doing, personnel-wise, schematic-wise, where we want to go moving forward. I think there's a lot of things you look at. What we've put on tape,
what we want to be moving forward. There's a lot of really good stuff you get, whether it was the last 2 years has been later in the year or, you know, this was earlier in the year.
Not a lot of good stuff this year, that's for damn sure.
Monk's staring at the man in the mirror, and he's going to make that change.
Yeah, well, not well done. Quoting a little Michael Jackson there.
I think it's a really cheesy, bad song. But yeah,
I enjoyed it at the time. I was a big Michael Jackson fan.
It's no Human Nature.
No, it is not. But it's still
not even close.
It was an enjoyable pop song at the time. I like pop.
I like pop. I like good pop. Yeah, that's cringeworthy.
Hit
Me, Baby, One More Time. Yeah. Time is classic. But all the jams Michael Jackson had.
I liked Man in the Mirror.
Ugh.
I liked it.
Ugh.
Did you like Smooth Criminal?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good too.
Way better. I would not put it in the Human Nature category.
No, but it was really good.
But it's definitely that second tier. Man in the Mirror is.
I even liked Remember the Time when that came out.
That's a way better song. Man in the Mirror just felt like a cliche. Like it felt like the whole song was a cliche to me.
But it felt good. It was a feel good song.
It's more for you.
More from Monk.
Made me feel like putting on Human Nature.
Yeah. Monk, any potential personnel changes?
I don't anticipate too many personnel changes in terms of, you know, we're excited to get Pat back and excited to get Ronnie healthy. And, you know, so we're excited.
Now, and I'm not saying he's telling you that he's not telling you the truth, but he wouldn't tell you if they were doing anything. So
I don't know. Would he be that?
I think
unequivocal that we're not nothing. I mean,
He said I don't anticipate many, and then he said, "Well, we got Ricard back, and we got Ronnie healthy." That doesn't mean necessarily when they line up on Sunday, it'll be the same five linemen.
Boy, the guard check's going to be back on, checking those guards.
I was talking about this with someone last night, and it's my fault. I've been remiss for ever mentioning this, but with how as bad as the guards have been this year. The re-signing of Ben Cleveland this offseason.
It's a real chef's kiss. Huh?
It is. And they're telling you they don't want to play him. So if you don't want to play him, why is he here?
Those sunglasses sometimes, man, they mess with your vision, I'm guessing. They throw you off a little bit. Sunglasses at night, man.
What about during the day?
It can manipulate you. You're seeing things. You thought you saw an NFL player in there somewhere.
I don't. More from Monk talks about their offensive tendencies.
Oh, I don't. I mean, are you getting to like tendencies or like what they're saying? Is that what the point is or the game plan? I mean, we've had tendencies the last 2 years. I mean, if you're really good, you have tendencies. I mean, that's what you do. I mean, when they look on film, they look at what you do well and what you don't do well. When you're struggling, you have tendencies. When you're not doing well, you have tendencies. Tendencies aren't really the issue. It's do you know them? Do you know what they're seeing? And then how do you combat that?
What do you hear there?
Monk.
Yeah, Monk did not like that question.
Yeah, I think your one offense with Lamar Jackson, your one offense without, and the one that they tried to scrap together without him wasn't.
No, it was not
nearly
good
enough.
You know what's interesting, though? On script, and I guess every team has those 15 plays, both the last 2 weeks, the on-script stuff was not bad.
No.
Once they had to go off script, terrible.
Yes. Yeah, and that happens in a lot of places. That's, you know, it's part of the challenge when you don't have your first option available to you at several key positions, again, especially quarterback.
So Todd Monken, obviously there was a Baltimore Sun article and there were anonymous player or players that may have been critical of Monk in that article. So he was asked if their struggles have tested his relationship with some of his players.
That it's tested my relationship with the players? No, not at all. I mean, I don't see it that way. I mean, coach has set an unbelievable culture of confronting everything that gets in the way of winning football, you know? We're frustrated, but we're not deterred. I love our energy this week. We're fired up. We're ready to go. We've got a couple of great practices. Looking forward to see how it turns out on Sunday. But I don't feel that way. I mean, this isn't my first rodeo here. I mean, this isn't like I just showed up. I mean, so I said that before. I mean, we've been really damn good around here, and we expect to be good again.
Monk's a pro. When you start your answer by re-asking the question, you don't like the question, but he's a pro.
We love Monk. We're big Monk guys.
We are. and we feel pretty confident that we there might not be an expiration date to Monk. Though,
well, I mean,
though,
if, look, if,
yeah,
this,
if they if, go sideways, they new head coach. Yeah.
Or if they do go, if this remains a bottom three defense and they pull out of this hole because the offense, even with a Lamar not at 100%, does ungodly stuff.
Finish 10-7.
Maybe that would be enough for somebody who owns an NFL team to realize that this guy's, you know, this guy's probably better than, you know, Nagy
Adam Gase
or Gase or some of these guys who've been hired. But I don't know. It'd be good to find out. If it found out, that would mean that would be a heck of a ride here. About
yes,
to come.
It would be fun. We'll come back at the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio, which will lead into Thursday Night Football Westwood One's coverage here on The Fan. Remiss to mention Bone out. He'll be back on Monday. We got a Thursday Night Football game tonight before we head to the text today.
We do.
And here at Inside Access, we believe in responsible betting, and so do the folks that want to bet. Is there anything you guys are interested in tonight's game?
I'm interested in points. I'd like to see this game go over. I think there's a lot of potential for it to go over. Both these defenses, not nearly as good as they were a year ago. I think there are 118 total points in the Chargers' last two games.
Wow.
I think Joe Alt coming back could mean good things for that Chargers offense. And I think they want to throw the football. They're having a hard time with the interior of their offensive line running it. They've got some injuries to running backs. And Carson Wentz has played four games. All four have gone over. And, yeah, we've got, you know, some strategic little parlays and stuff that you can find if you go to www.wantabetwithus.com. It can take you to Spotify. It can take you to our YouTube page, all the different ways you can find our content.
By the way, Ben, anything you're looking at? By the way, weird stat, and I think Lucy Burge mentioned it. Carson went 7-0 on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
That's a bizarre one. I didn't see
and
that.
And the Chargers have allowed 26 or more points in seven straight Thursday Night Football games.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I like Jordan Mason to go over his rushing total. It was at 55.5 when I gave it out, down to 52.5. I'm not really worried. I think he's going to go over it regardless. Everybody's going to run to bet Aaron Jones and his return. But even when they were both active week one, Aaron Jones was the pass catcher. Jordan Mason was getting the carries. I like Kamani Vidal's both props. I like him over carries. I also like him over receiving yards. I think he's going to be on the field a lot with Haskins out and the other two running backs already have been out. I like him a lot. I liked him before a lot of other people did because I always thought he was going to be the guy. I know he didn't go to Michigan like Haskins did, but he gives them a push. Like when he's on the field, he's quick. He does things well. Herbert likes him. So those are the two props, two running back props there.
That way, Ben, let the people know where they can find you.
Big setback for WannaBet today, though, is with all the news breaking in the world of sports and gambling. The WannaBet hoodie is no longer on the Statue of Liberty on the PTI set.
You guys got screwed on that one.
Got a little hose on that.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get more of a run, but alas,
I think
Chauncey Billups and the Mafia.
Yeah, I think it would have been right back on there again today, if not.
We'll never know. Well, I'll find out when I talk to Tony tomorrow.
Well, it was 5:27. It comes on at 5:30, and I immediately say to Jason, I'm just thinking, bet. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. No, it's not going to be up there.
Yeah, no way.
Somebody caught that bogey.
Yeah. Before you hit the text of the day button, let the people know where they can find you, Ben.
At BH Journalist, you can find everything on my Twitter with WannaBet, WannaBetWithUs.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're building on there. And yeah, like I said, at BH Journalist, where you can find all my stuff on Twitter.
Nice. Let's get the text of the day.
Baltimore says, realistically, how soon should we expect to see Emory Jones? I know it's going to take some time, but we could really use him back.
December?
Like there's been a lot. It's just like, I feel like this Emory Jones thing is like, I don't know.
He's cleared.
Like, do people really think he's saving the season?
He's an elixir. I'll say this,
there's
if he's healthy.
There's a lot of intrigue about this young man. And okay.
Yeah. He's got to be better than what they got inside.
I don't
assuming
know.
Assuming he's
I healthy. Guess. I don't know. We'll find out soon enough.
Third round pick, Jason. Day two.
Oh, yeah, I've seen plenty of third round picks come through here and do absolutely nothing.
You got anything else? You going to watch some hoops tonight? What do you got? There's two basketball games. There's a football game.
I'm going to keep my eye on the Chicago Blackhawks tonight.
Oh, a little hockey?
I'm going to keep my eye on Chicago Blackhawks puck line. Yeah, I mean, I'll keep a little eye on that Oklahoma City game, but mostly football.
Did you, by any chance, and this is for both of you, did you guys watch any of the NBA on ESPN last night? Because Inside the NBA debuted. And it was the exact same show that it was on TNT, which for me was fantastic. And they, Charles Barkley's lost a bunch of weight. Yeah, they. Well, ESPN likes to mess with things, but they did not touch it.
Yeah, I didn't see too much of it because you get the free view, so you get every NBA game. So I was very interested in that Raptors Hawks game. So I was watching a lot of that, a little bit of the Hornets game, a little bit of the Wizards game, a little bit of the Mavericks game. I was bouncing around.
Yeah, I liked what I've seen. Wednesday night. There's something about the NBC.
That was good.
The music. Like,
yeah.
I am pretty happy to see where it's at now.
I didn't catch too much of NBC's pre. I know that like it was like...
Mello was out there wearing like...
A jumpsuit or something. Yeah. Yeah. My friend Cece ran in. She's a huge Thunder fan. So she flew out for the opener. And she ran into Carmelo at a coffee shop before the day of the game. She goes, Carmelo Anthony's here. I go, yeah, he's doing the pregame show. I don't know. So... Yeah, shout out CeCe. But I've really enjoyed the NBA stuff so far. By the way, that Michael Jordan story, I don't know if you've heard it where I saw
the video.
That was going to tell you. The video's out. Like, he stayed at some guy's house and he asked him to shoot a free throw or whatever and he hadn't shot in forever. Yeah. There's video of it. It's kind of cool. Just go on Twitter and look it up.
It's pretty neat.
What do we have on tomorrow's show, Jason?
We will obviously be previewing the Ravens-Bears game. We'll have our X-Factors. We'll have our six-packs bold predictions. We will talk to the late, great Dr. Jerry Aloysius-Coleman. We will talk to Disco Pete Prisco. And we will chat with Jacob Calvin Meyer and see if he's any more convinced that my conspiracy theory, as he dubbed it, that this has just been Manzolino's inside job all along.
Yeah, he doesn't think he's getting the job.
I wonder if he's wavering a little bit to my side.
When last we spoke, he did not think Manzo was getting the job.
No.
So that'll be interesting. Looking forward to that. That is it for us. Remember, Westwood One's coverage of Thursday Night Football. You can hear it right here on 105.7 The Fan. Games at 8 o'clock. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.